Hey guys, welcome back to Talkin' Shopify, the e-commerce strategy podcast for businesses serious about growing their brands. Brought to you by Zyber, New Zealand's leading e-commerce experts and Shopify Plus partner, we'll be here every week with a new episode to help you uncover the secrets to scaling your business for long-term growth. We'll share our knowledge and insider tips with the help of some amazing industry guests. Let's talk shop.
We're back again. It's Wednesday, the 20th of April. I know this because we just said that it's going to go live today. It wasn't recorded on that, but when you guys are listening to it, it is the 20th. So I hope you guys all had a brilliant Easter weekend. And Leo, what are we even doing here today?
Mate, what are we doing? Yeah. We've got an amazing episode that is going to help clients really start to convert and have a lot of people engaged on the website. But before I give it away, first of all, I just got to ask, man, how are you?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks, bro. Yourself?
Hey, man, I'm doing really well. I did some more squats. My legs are not tired anymore. You know, I'm getting a little bit fitter. I got to that stage where, I bought myself a paddleboard. Have I told you?
Oh, yeah. I saw it in the back of your car.
It is on the back of my car.
It's folded in half.
Look, you just go inflate it and then you just straight out there. It takes like under a minute to inflate that thing and I'm out at sea. And
how many times have you used it?
Three.
Nice. There awesome. That's not bad.
I've had it for about 5 weeks.
Okay. That's all right.
It's better. But anyway, so things are good. But I've been told that you guys have met somebody quite unique that is going to tell us some really cool stuff today to get some stuff
exactly
going.
Well, we for all the merchants out there, we always try and get a partner on board, get a new app, some new functionality. It's an ever-evolving space, right? So we've been talking about personalization a lot. Mm-hmm. We've been talking about getting video dynamic content onto your website, whether it be on the homepage, the product page, wherever. You're getting a much higher engagement from your end users. And so today we've got it lined up for you guys, that we've got an incredible app that actually... Did Rachel find this?
No, they found us.
Oh, they found us. Even better. Well, that fits perfectly. And I actually remember about a year or so ago, you had a, it's not the same, but kind of a similar thing where it was like a live shopping experience. And I found that super intriguing.
Yeah.
And so when I saw this come across, I was like, oh, we definitely have to get this on because it's...
Before we do the introductions, I think it's really important that we say this. We get, hit up by hundreds of different parties working in the e-commerce space. And we have to filter through and we decline 99% of those. Like, no, you're not coming on the show. No, this is not what we do. But this today, we all got really excited.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited about it.
So come on, do the intro. Who we got?
Well, guys, today our special guest, who you can probably see if you're watching YouTube, is Claudio Choba. Is that how you say that? Perfect.
Yeah, that's really good, actually.
Beautiful. Welcome to the show, Claudio. How are you today? Joining us all the way out of Romania, I believe.
Absolutely. So, heart of Transylvania, actually.
Oh, wow.
In the middle of the country.
Very cool. Awesome. I guess before we really get stuck into it and really tell people about, the solution we have here or the product, just give people a little bit of a background as to who you are, how you found your way into e-commerce and sort of your journey up to this point.
Absolutely. First of all, thank you so much for having us, guys. It's really an honor. And I'm a product designer. I've been a product designer for the past almost 14, 15 years. Mm. I had the opportunity throughout my career to work for different startups, different enterprise companies. I had the opportunity to help Uber with some of their sign-up processes. Exited Facebook as a head of product. Sorry?
Just a small company.
But small companies, exactly. But I come from a product background. I'm also an engineer. I can't really pride myself as an engineer. I mean, I have a master's degree, but that doesn't really count unless you actually code. And my engineers would probably laugh listening to this. But it's enough for me to talk to them and to understand what they're doing and to lead my team. And I'm currently living in Romania, but I used to travel a lot as a product designer before. I was doing remote work before it went mainstream after COVID. I was doing it before and working from different locations. And I got introduced to e-commerce because of VideoEyes. I never worked in e-commerce. All I know how to do is to create great products and build them fast. And e-commerce just came to be because of my own shopping behavior. And I found a gap in the market and an opportunity, and we quickly got confirmation on what we were building, and we've been growing really fast, and that's how we got here.
That's awesome. And I mean, I think just before we actually hit record on this, I mentioned to you that, and I love that cup, by the way, for those of you that can actually see the cup, hold it up for everyone there. There you go. That's how you do it. Brilliant. It's a good quality camera you got going there.
It's get shit done for those listening.
That's right. I actually purposely, I went and looked at the website. I got familiar with the product and I didn't want to actually dive too deep because I wanted the same sort of experience that a merchant listening or watching to this will be having. So if you could give people maybe a high level introduction as to what VideoWise is, and I think then we'll narrow it down and nail into a few more specifics after that.
Absolutely. What VideoWise is, if I were to give it, as you mentioned, a high level introduction, is a video platform dedicated for e-commerce, for merchants to manage, source, analyze, and deliver video for e-commerce. So it's an all-in-one platform, truly dedicated for e-commerce with e-commerce integrations and other tech integrations and needs that merchants specifically have when it comes to converting shoppers with using video. So at a high level, that's what VideoWise is. But the problems that we're solving are much more fundamental. If I can elaborate more on that, I think that the fundamental problem that VideoWise is solving is that today's video is actually designed for watching. And video in general has been designed for watching for the past few decades. But when it comes to e-commerce, everything has to convert. Your emails, your video, every single thing that you do and you put out there as a merchant, it just has to convert. Otherwise, you're just leaving money on the table. So the major problem that we're solving is that today's video in general is designed for watching and consumption over conversion. We're here to change that. And we've been having a lot of success so far doing it. And by the time this podcast will be live, we're going to be launching an amazing new feature. That's going to be core functionality of our product. And this feature has been inspired by our partners, by agencies such as yours, by our customers. And I think this is the first time I'm talking about it.
Oh, which is going to be a premiere. Love it. Yeah.
Here's the scoop at Talk and Shop. Let's go.
Yeah. But, that's a high level presentation of VideoWise and the problem that it's solving. I'm going to leave it to you all to ask the questions.
No. Yeah, fair enough. And I mean, I guess the question I have is, okay, cool. I've got an e-commerce website and you're telling me that I need to use video to promote my product, to engage my consumers. Why?
You're already doing it. You're already doing it.
Right.
You're already doing it. You already have that content. You're already using it on Facebook ads. You're already using it on Instagram, on TikTok.
Yeah.
But that's about it. Your video content is sort of stuck within those social media platforms.
Like, they can be quite siloed for sure. And I think, you know, there's some sort of apps that you can sort of install and actually just display your Instagram feed on your homepage. But again, you're just basically bringing some content from here and displaying it on another place in the same way. So what makes VideoWise different to that?
So as I mentioned from the beginning, we are a platform. We didn't start as a platform. We actually started, our beginnings were very humble, and we just started scraping YouTube and bringing YouTube videos to your store and giving you access to those YouTube videos. But what makes us different is the fact that you can manage all of your video you see in a single place, your uploads, your TikToks, your Instagrams, YouTube. You can even scrape these platforms to find video you see that mention your products or your brand. So managing and sourcing, you can get a hold of all of our partners to get more video from influencers like companies like Grin, like Billo, like Hashtag Paid. You can access that partner network that we provide. Mm-hmm. So as a very first step, it would be get all of your content in one place, get even more content for your brand. But what makes VideoWise truly special is the value that it brings to merchants. So managing video is great. Sourcing and creating more video content, that's great as well. But when it comes to e-commerce, I'm going to get back to the fundamentals. E-commerce needs conversions. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what merchants care about. That's the ROI. How can you squeeze those conversion points? How can you make me more money as a merchant? So what we're doing is we're actually increasing the ROI of all of your video content. Because up until today, as I mentioned, you're using that video on your social media platforms or on like your general use case that people already use it. Like, pretty general. They share it for watching and that's it. Like, that's what they use the content, sharing it for watching. Maybe there's going to be on TikTok a call to action or an Instagram to take them to their PDP or something, but mm-hmm. not a shopping behavior. So what makes VideoEye special is that we generate revenue with those videos. So we actually generate added revenue in a very transparent way with a direct and transparent attribution to that revenue, which we show it with our advanced video analytics and our buyer insights. So we track every single thing that happens that the shopper interacts with the video. And the way that we do it is, up until today, April 20th, we've been doing it in one way, which was to embed shoppable and interactive videos on the Shopify store and offer shoppers a much better designed experience than the regular video player that you would have. So if you were to look at all major e-commerce stores, whenever they're going to display a video on their site, we got amazing brands. I don't know, Honest Beauty, Fenty Beauty, Kylie Skin. They invest so much money in that video content. But when it comes to actually using it on their website, it's going to be a default YouTube player or a default Vimeo player. On mobile, it's going to look like a small pop-up that takes up like 40, 30% of your screen in the center, like squeezed on that small mobile screen. Mm-hmm. Well, that's not what VideoEye does. What we do is we actually create that video player for e-commerce. We offer a familiar user experience. It's swipe up, TikTok-like experience on mobile. So we're bringing, like we saw, TikTok has great engagement because of that swipe up. Instagram copied them. It's a great UX. We're just going to take that and give you independence with it. Like, take it outside of TikTok and use it wherever you want. Put it on your website and offer that video, that shopper, an amazing experience. So up until today, we've been delivering shoppable videos and interactive videos by embedding them on site with multiple themes, carousels, single video grids, you know, full theme builders, branded, everything branded. Mm-hmm. And we've been having great results. Based on those results, we started building something new. This is the feature that we're actually launching this week. It's going to be in a beta test for about, I think, 4 weeks that we're testing with a lot of our partners and our existing customers just to see the potential of it. But what we're doing is we've seen great success with embedded on-site shoppable videos. That's been our whole model up until now. We've been generating amazing revenue, amazing ROI for the merchants that we're working with. But there are agencies such as yours and there are other merchants that said, I think this is a great experience. How can I get more out of this experience? How can I reach a broader audience than just the audience that's coming to my website? Because when you're embedding our video experience on a website, we're limited to the traffic that actually is being driven on that website. And we're only able to engage a certain percentage of that traffic on the website. And sure, it works. I mean, on average, we're engaging about 12% of the traffic that goes on the website, and we're converting that 12% at an up to 20% conversion rate, which is great. Like you're squeezing, you know, like you're getting a percentage of your traffic out of converting at a really high conversion rate, which is amazing. Mm. But our partners said, well, we would love to take this outside of Shopify. We would love to decentralize this experience. We would love to use this video player anywhere because this is great. And it's deeply integrated with our platform and it's connected with our products. So one agency from Los Angeles, They're publishing fashion stories. They're a PR agency and PR marketing, and they write a lot of articles in publications such as Vogue, like really big publications for these fashion brands. And they said, well, we're publishing videos, but again, it's mostly a YouTube video, or it opens a YouTube video in a new tab, and you're just losing the audience when you do that. Not that YouTube is doing anything wrong. I mean, it's their whole platform, but it's not designed for e-commerce. It's designed for general watching and general, you know, mass consumption of video. So imagine if you're a brand and you're posting an article on a blog, and if you want to post a video about your product, or you're running a campaign for your products, that video is actually a playlist of multiple videos. You can tag multiple products in each video. You can do coupons, gift drops, fully integrated with your store, and shoppers with a single click can purchase the product. So we're not talking about a CTA that takes shoppers to the product detail page from a third-party blog. No, no, no. An actual direct to checkout button from any third party website out there.
Okay,
well, not just that, but our high conversion video experience, which is deeply integrated with Shopify, and it has both add to cart, so you can actually add to cart, and when you click checkout, it actually checkouts from right there. We don't handle the checkout or the add to cart; like that's all Shopify, all your store. Yep. You know, people care about that. We don't want to touch that. We don't want to process the payments. But it's super direct. It's not like Instagram's Reels, where it's like, yes, Instagram is shoppable, where like you click shop now, it takes you to PDP.
Yep.
you know, you're lowering the conversion by taking them there. You just let, like, if they want to purchase, like, convert them right there and there, reduce the number of steps it takes to convert a shopper. So what we're doing is we're expanding our shoppable videos outside of Shopify, and we're actually even generating gifts for your marketing campaigns. We call these video shoppable video campaigns, and you can do video marketing in a fully shoppable way dedicated for e-commerce. For example, if you're doing Mother's Day campaign, which is coming soon, and you're sending an email newsletter with a video for your new products, we're generating the gift. And when people click on that video, we open up our fully shoppable video player. It looks great on mobile, works on any device, and it's fully shoppable. You can attach this to Facebook ads. You can share it on social media. You can share it on SMS. Let me just sum it up. From now on, if you're a merchant, if you're a merchant and you're sharing any video online, it should be shoppable. Otherwise, you're just sharing it for watching and you're not converting your audience.
Exactly.
This is premier stuff. And nobody in the industry is doing this right now. So we're super excited to launch it first. And we are already seeing tremendous potential for such a feature. Our investors and our existing partners are extremely excited about this. And we cannot wait to properly test it with the masses to see, will our video page convert better than a PDP? And I think so. And that's why we can't wait to publish those results.
If I wasn't lazy, I would stand up and give you a standing ovation because that was beautiful. You took me through the whole journey and I bought into it and I'm in. That is amazing news. And I love all the way of the examples of what people will be able to do with this new feature that you've rolled out. That is some exciting stuff.
So I've got a question.
Let's rewind now because I've got lots of questions from everything you just said.
I know I shared a lot of information.
That was great. All of this stuff. It was great.
Okay. So we know the power of video. Video is embedded in usually one of two ways. Either your theme has a media player built into it, or it's got like an autoplay functionality on the homepage slider, something like that. Those are quite advanced. Or you use a YouTube video, which, as you mentioned, if we use the use case of, say, Vogue, okay, I always like to put things in a use case. We've got Vogue and they're doing a promotion about Leonardo DiCaprio, right? And Leonardo DiCaprio just so happens to be wearing these exact brown boots here. And so on that actual article, what you're saying is you'll be able to tag those products there and then actually put like sort of a card that you can swipe up. If you like to see the boots and a little card pops up at the bottom, you swipe it up and it'll actually show you the product there.
You don't even have to swipe it up. It's like you're seeing the, so here's the functionality. Mm-hmm. You can actually time products or call to actions at different timing sequences in the video. So for example, at second number one, you can tag the boots. At second number 10, you can tag the jacket. Yep. It appears on the bottom of your screen. All the actions are thumb, you know, reachable on the bottom of the screen, which is a good UX practice. Or you can even put a link to your collections page, or I'm excited because we don't even know the potential of this so far. But you click on the product and then you see all of the product details from that product, the reviews integrated with Shopify, the product details, the description, related products from your store are being pulled in automatically as well. You can view the stock of the product if it's on sale. I mean, there's a lot of versatility because in e-commerce, people like to have these, you know, this customizability options, and you can purchase it right there and then. Like we actually operate in two ways. You can add to cart, or there's a direct buy now button. And we offer this flexibility because of our current merchant behavior. They do want to have options, and we're seeing so many different use cases from different industries. So if you want to buy now, when you click buy now, the checkout process actually opens like direct checkout in a second.
Yeah, I just had a look at it actually. And now that you've explained it to me really nicely and I'm looking at it now, it just makes so much sense.
You're looking at our current marketing website. We're actually rolling out an update. Yeah. And even the video player is receiving a huge update.
Right. Gotcha.
Until the day that this podcast is going to be live on the 20th.
Awesome. And only on Shopify?
For now, yes, VideoWise is 100% focused on Shopify because we are seeing a true potential in dominating the space with the robust platform that we're having. But we do have already integrations with other platforms, but they're still in a stealth mode and haven't yet been launched. Our company has been scaling for the past few months like crazy. So, right now, Shopify. Yeah.
We knew you guys be scaling, because when we saw the product, we were like, oh, we need to get this on the podcast.
Oh, absolutely.
I just want to paint a little bit more of a visual picture on the video. We'll probably will bring in exactly what you've been explaining, Claude, of how this all looks. But for those listening on the podcast, you did mention it. It does have that TikTok type of feel and look. But for the user, you know, there's the product name. There's also the prices there. And like you said, it's got the call to action if you want to add to cart or buy now there at all times for someone to hit that. And it's a beautiful full display of the product. And of course, it just depends on the quality of your videos. Hopefully all merchants invest in good quality videos, and they would. But that's really the feel. And so, like you said, you can scroll and I can, you know, view another video of the same product, and another video. If I scrolled and looked at, let's say you have five videos, what happens when I get to the last one? I can't scroll anymore. The last one just...
No, you just get around. The first one.
You just get the first one. Okay.
Yeah.
It just
I am Alexandria Collis, Director of Customer Experience for Princess Polly. I'm focused on our strategy and innovation in the CX department here at Princess Polly. I have a quote, and I always tell our CX leaders that customer experience is the heart of an organization, and we pump the blood and deliver the oxygen to the vital organs in the business to help them thrive and grow stronger. The Gorgeous platform allows our agents a seamless place to just do it all. We are really there for the customer every step of the way if they want. Our customers expect quality and efficiency where they are. So the real question is, how do you get quality and efficiency across every single platform? And then once you have it, how do you maintain it? And I believe that with the Gorgeous platform, we can do that. If you're interested in learning more about Gorgeous, go to gorgeous.com and mention podcast for 2 months free.
Yeah.
And one thing just hit home, what you said earlier as well, like for those merchants out there that are doing product placement with influencers, you know, those videos are available online, but you can now harness this over and over and over on your website, tagging those products in there, multiple products, even products that they maybe didn't have, but you know, you can actually tag in there, or they weren't promoting, you can tag it on your website. It's pretty amazing.
And did you say that it can scrape other people that have used your product to come into your collection?
Tell me more.
So they need to tag your product. How does your bot find these videos that have my product in them?
Yeah.
Without giving away technology, is that what happens?
Yes. So we do have a sourcing part of our application where today we source YouTube videos. We're very focused on YouTube, and we're actually a YouTube compliant developer and partner. We have some of the largest developer rights in the ecosystem, and we have the ability to scrape YouTube for over 1 million SKUs daily. So like it's a ton of scalability every single month. We are doing this with YouTube right now. We will be expanding to TikTok and Instagram as well. We already have it up and running on TikTok as well, but it's not quite as I want it to be. But with YouTube, we've had this since the beginning, and what we're doing with YouTube, and we actually have about like a 20% of our merchants using that. And we are finding videos that mention your products or your brand. We are automatically pre-moderating those videos. So only positive mentions of your product. So if we see any bad words, that's not a good video. We don't want to recommend you use any bad videos. And we automatically match the videos with the products as well. So we give you suggestions for all of your SKUs. Like these are videos that could be potential UGC that you could use on your website or in your marketing campaigns with our new feature. And our video player is so versatile because it can make any TikTok, Instagram, and uploaded videos work and make them shoppable, fully interactive. But we can also convert a YouTube video into a shoppable video by keeping YouTube's player. So we actually don't put our interface over a YouTube player as a compliant partner. We do not download any YouTube videos. It's actually, merchants are going to get a lot of copyright issues if they're going to start downloading YouTube videos and use them as their own for promotional materials. There are some apps on the Shopify App Store that do that. Do not do that as a merchant. You're going to get in trouble.
I was just about to ask, how are you getting around this of, like, say, a merchant saying, can I use this video? What you're really doing is showing that portion of the video still through YouTube. So it's all compliant.
We're showing it still through YouTube. And what's great is that when you're embedding a YouTube video and you're using it on third-party websites, you will not see the ads, which is absolutely amazing. So you're just getting the raw YouTube video. And that's what we do as a compliant partner. We pride ourselves with this partnership. We're actually in compliance with YouTube's terms and conditions, Google's privacy policy. So we really care about IP when it comes to the creators. But this is an advantage of being a YouTube partner, is that you can use that content and you can share it anywhere. And you can embed it on your website freely.
Yeah. And the influencers that created the video want you to do this because they're getting all these hits from these e-commerce.
They're getting a lot of views. Yeah. All these accounts is hits for them. Yeah. So it's, I mean, all videos are marked as embeddable by default by YouTube. And when a creator uploads a video to YouTube, they agree to YouTube's terms and condition, which is YouTube allows it to share it. You can market as unembeddable as a creator. Like you, if you really want other people not to share your video and you just want your content to be exclusively accessible on your YouTube channel, sure, you can do that. And we automatically detect these broken links. Yeah. Like if we detect this, I don't know, after a month that you've like put on your website, we like automatically remove it and even notify you like, hey, that was removed. But only a small percentage of merchants actually end up using YouTube. Most of our merchants are uploading the content themselves or importing from TikTok and Instagram. Lots of imports from TikTok. TikTok is crazy. Yeah. Up until today, we're sourcing like over 10,000 TikToks, I think, you know, like videos or something like that. And with YouTube, it's even more. It's hundreds of thousands of videos.
It's just going to get more and more and more.
It's a very, very popular platform. And I think it's so popular because of the casual way that you can just publish content over there, like with a, you know, I don't know, no obligations, no like true editing, no production. It's very natural and it's very casual. And you're just like getting content out there like super, super fast. Yeah.
That's how it should be. So people are still individually uploading to Instagram from their account and to TikTok. They're not going through VideoWise to publish to there. They connect their accounts to VideoWise after they've published. That sucks the content in, and then I can do with that content what VideoWise allows me to.
If it's new content, well, they upload it to VideoWise if it's new content, but if it's existing content that they've had,
so you upload it, so you upload it to VideoWise and then I can publish to my socials from there?
No, we don't publish to socials.
Oh, you don't?
We only publish on your website, like our our deliverability channels are embedding it on your site and then doing video marketing, shoppable video marketing with it outside of your site.
Okay, that makes a lot more sense.
Claude, you brought in reporting. You talked about it. I can see it on the website. So you're tracking conversions that have happened from, of course, someone that has, you know, played the video and gone to cart. Are you tracking other types of reporting because they've just watched it, then they went away and came back and bought the product a couple of days later? How's your tracking working?
So we're really, really proud of our reports and our analytics. And this is something that I learned fairly quickly as a founder in this space. If you want to have unquestionable results, you have to be extremely transparent with every revenue that you drive. You got to allow merchants to test it. You have to eliminate any doubt from a merchant's head because they are bombarded today with so many solutions that say we are driving revenue. No, you're not. Like if you're actually directly driving revenue, prove it and show me how, you know, like really show that attribution. Very few apps today actually show that. Very few apps, even some of the most popular, like really, you know, big applications out there, they steal attribution sometimes. They actually don't, you know, they don't have 100% of the attribution. So I think it's very hard for a merchant when they're using like five apps, their revenue is like a million, let's say. But if you were to combine all of the revenue from those apps, it adds up to about 10. And you're like, okay, like which one actually drove my revenue?
Each app will tell you they're the one making the sale.
I know. So that's why this is something that I learned fairly quickly is you have to be transparent. And what we're doing with analytics is, and I'm firmly telling this, that we have the most complex video analytics in the ecosystem right now. Anyone on the Shopify app store, do not compare any video analytics and reports. We offer, you know, a range of dashboards when it comes to engagement, to conversion, like really in-depth engagement and conversion. You want to see what are your top pages with videos by engagement, by conversion, by visitors, by sessions, by time spent, by so many ways to filter it. What are your top videos? What are you, so that you can make some very good data-driven decisions? Like what is my best performer influencer? What is my best performing type of video? Is it my short form video? Is it my explainer video? My review? You like merchants want to actually get these answers from the analytics. So we're providing them in-depth data of top videos, top video widgets, top channels of promotion. And on top of that, we're showing all of the orders that are attributed to us, even the AOV, even the products in the cart that were purchased directly from the video. So when it comes to us, I know that I have direct attribution because they're purchasing directly from the video player, like right there from the video player. That's the buy now, that's the checkout button. And on top of that, we're also showing some influence revenue, which we don't consider a direct revenue. We're considering this influence because why are we considering influence? Because first, you know, a percentage of the shoppers that watch the video content on your website, we're seeing on average that they're spending about like 3 minutes watching the content. We're seeing, you know, sometimes spending up to 6 minutes watching video. Can you imagine that from a session time point of view, when your average page session time is a minute and 20 seconds, and all of a sudden I'm increasing your session time to like 6 minutes, like 6xing that like crazy?
Yeah.
We consider that obviously if they watched 3 to 6 minutes of video content and then they purchased, there was some sort of an influence there because, you know, because they purchased at a really high conversion rate. But we don't consider that direct attribution. We just want to show it to you so that you can see the shopper behavior. You can see, you know, are they watching from mobile? Are they converting from desktop? So we are offering really in-depth analytics just to prove our ROI. It's something that I learned really quickly in the space. If you want to make it, you got to be transparent. And if your app is not squeezing those conversion points, it's not generating revenue, and you're just doing something, it's going to be a vitamin type of app. It's going to be, yeah, that's a nice to have. Like there are a ton of these, but is it really something that can truly generate revenue? I don't think it is. So I learned that very quickly. And if there are other founders, you know, or other, I don't know, Shopify partners, you got to squeeze in. I mean, the ultimate North Star metric is how do you generate revenue, direct revenue for that merchant? Otherwise, they're not going to pay. I mean, they might pay for a few months, but then they're going to churn because they're going to see like, yeah, like I'm already having 20 apps installed on my Shopify store and it's slowing down my site and I got to like get rid of some of them. And they're just going to say, yeah, this one doesn't produce revenue. This is a, yeah, nice to have.
Exactly. That was actually going to be the next question I asked you, like for those merchants out there listening, like, does this slow down my store speed?
No. So we get that question asked a lot. We spend so much time on optimization, on our libraries, on our JavaScript libraries, on everything. I think our package right now is about like 40 kilobytes. So when you embed videos on your site, we actually do it the Shopify Plus recommended way. Shopify Plus published an article on their blog about how to optimize your page speed. And they call this technique LITE, L-I-T-E, video embedding, where you're not putting the video on your site, embedding properly, or like an auto-playable video. That really slows down because your entire video is going to stream and it's going to start streaming as soon as your page load. You want to have that like initial page load speed as fast as possible. We're talking a second and a half, under 2 seconds. Like under 5 seconds is great, but if you can get it to a second and a half, that's even better.
Yeah.
What we're doing actually with light video embedding is we're just embedding the thumbnails of our video widgets, which is just lazy loading images. And so on the initial page load speed, you're not getting any, we're protecting that result. You're not getting affected by it. The video streams and starts loading only when the shopper starts interacting with the video widget. So we're extremely page speed protective, and we've optimized this for the past, I think, 6 to 7 months. It was quite a hassle trying to remove any line of code, trying to see like what are the best practices that you can do this. There was even a debate in terms of like the installation of embedded Shopify videos. Like there are certain apps, not going to name anyone, but there are certain apps that do page customization for your store. And here what happens. They can offer inside the app like a drag and drop builder to actually place some sort of a widget, photo, video, it doesn't matter, text, review, it doesn't matter. When that happens, that actually does slow down your page a bit. What you want to do is you actually want to be using Shopify's native theme builder as much as possible. And they've truly helped developers with 2.0, but we also found ways to add this with 1.0 as well. So we made a lot of optimizations to make sure that we are page speed protected.
Awesome. You might notice in this podcast that Waldo and I are quiet. It's because you're saying all the right things, sir. And we just love it when someone else comes on and is saying all the right things that we, you know, tell merchants over and over again, what they need to do, what the app has to do, the ROI that you brought in. So I love it. I jumped onto the Shopify app marketplace and I looked up your app, sir. It's actually quite interesting, the reviews.
He's a sucker for reading a lot of reviews, Leo. He read some out to me earlier. It was pretty good.
Well, I'm all about the 5-star reviews. And Waldo's like, if there's too many 5-star reviews, it can't be true. But This is really good. I just want to read out one of them. You probably know who it is, but it says, we added 700 plus hours to the time spent on our site by customers watching the videos in the last 90 days alone. Now, you've mentioned something similar that you've been doing with a 15% engagement rate, a 5% influence conversion rate. Not only that, but we're able to see what type of content, you know, these people are interested in. And it goes on and on. It goes on about how awesome you guys have been working together. If they had any issues, you know, you guys were able to fix it straight away. So just that increase of engagement, my brand being, you know, top of mind for 700% more than what it used to be. How much money can I give you? I'll give it to you now. That is gold. Yeah. And if, you know, like you're saying, we will convert. Yeah. The CTA is there to convert.
That is the thing. It's the increase in conversion rate. It's the fact that, I mean, the principle is very simple. It all starts with a great user experience. A great experience will drive engagement. If people like it, they're going to spend more time seeing it. They're going to spend more time interacting with it. If they like it, they're going to purchase it at a higher conversion rate. So experience drives engagement. Engagement drives conversion. That is the principle. That's why we are so design focused. We care a lot about the product. And another thing that I mean, those people that are leaving reviews, what they really appreciate is our customer success. What makes us stand out from the other Shopify App Store applications is they consider themselves as apps, where we consider ourselves as partners and solutions with these businesses. We have 24/7 support, a true dedicated customer success team with customer success managers, people that work monthly with these brands. Mm. And we've been signing up larger and larger and larger brands. And even though those larger brands have agencies, they're still preferring to work with our teams because we provide them with video strategies, analysis at the end of the month. And we always make suggestions in terms of how they can improve those results even further. Yeah. We've had one brand that it's like what really gets me excited about my business and about the product that we're building is the fact that we haven't seen its true, like its maximum potential. We are discovering merchants using our product in creative ways every single month. One merchant, the name of the merchant is called Art Savers, and they are driving a 6 to 7 figures of revenue with video, which is absolutely insane. And like their ROI is in 4 digits, which is crazy. It's crazy. Like we've never seen somebody drive like that, that much revenue with some simple video techniques. And they're selling Star Wars lightsabers. But
it's crazy.
They're extremely creative. And the way they're using video content everywhere through in their marketing materials and their on their website, it's it's admirable. And that's for me, that really gets me excited, is because I feel like we have yet to see the true potential of what we can do when you can make video shoppable. I think video should be fully interactive because it's 2022.
Exactly.
When you see something in a video, it's like, what, how can I get that?
Yep.
Like I'm expecting to be able to have some sort of a call to action. If I see a product, if I like your headphones, if I like your microphone, like I shouldn't be asking like what type of product that is.
I shouldn't have to then go search it myself and then find another one that's not actually this one and buy that one instead. You know what I mean? You're just leaving it too much chance. So I hear 24/7 support, 10x ROI guarantee, premium onboarding, dedicated success team. Guys, plans starting from free, that's $0 per month, gives you one page with video, 3 videos of over 1 minute, unlimited videos that are less than a minute. And plans going all the way up to enterprise pricing. So really, really awesome. Definitely worth checking out. Leo, man, your explanation, Claudio, can I just say, was so excellent and really nailed it. Like I said, I'm glad I didn't actually go and, you know, investigate a lot into this, because the way you explained it to me is all I needed. And hopefully to the listeners out there as well.
Pretty much. That's why we want to keep it real raw. And you mentioned, you know, your team working with either the merchant or even like an agency like us, because, you know, we've got all our CRO strategists here, but I know that your team is going to tell them just that little extra thing that we just didn't know. And that little thing there might suddenly be a 1% increase in conversion rate. Mm. And a 1% increase in conversion rate could be the difference of 1,000 new orders coming through the door.
Absolutely.
Which is a game changer. So loving that, and loving to be able to work with your team on those kind of things.
And definitely, it's always try to steal something from a podcast that one of these legends actually share. And what you just said, I'm going to be using over and over with people that I talk to, is you don't want any of these little vitamin apps. Like, Love that. You know, it's never heard it before, but I absolutely love it. So right now, guys, only available Shopify, Shopify Plus. That's where we're at. For those of you who don't, who aren't on that platform yet, you've got to wait a little bit longer, but it looks like they'll cater for you eventually.
Another reason to be on Shopify.
Exactly. Claudio, before Leo sends us off, anything else you want to share with our audience out here?
Let me put it this way. Everyone in the audience that's currently collaborating with you, we are welcoming them with open arms with a special offer of 2 months free. So beautiful. If you're already working with Leo, come to VideoWise, mention nice. Leo, mention you're working with him, and you're gonna get that special offer.
Brilliant. I think, we'll probably make that for all Talking Shop because we've got a Shopify NZ Facebook group as well. So, we'll put links in the bottom here. Rachel will grab those. While you're down there, like, subscribe, leave a comment. That's videowise.com. If you're right in front of a computer right now, jump on there, have a look. The website is excellent. You will see exactly what we've just been talking about. And I guarantee you'll be starting a free trial afterwards.
Thank you so much, guys. Appreciate it.
No worries.
Boom. That's the episode. Awesome.